Through the chair, technology has just decided to switch off. I do have a recording on my mobile phone as a backup, so we can continue the meeting.
Thank you. Noting that Councillor Stafford is not in attendance, have we received any leave of absence requests?
Through the chair, other than email from Councillor Stratford indicating that today would not be that she would not be attending today, and we haven't received any formal written notification, as in a leave of absence form as other councillors submit.
So I would suggest that he report it as an apology for the meeting. Thank you. Item 4, obituaries. Been a busy time in that industry, unfortunately, for our community. I have, since our last meeting, the passing of Brendan Eaton, Marley's Bourlon, Gordon Thomas, Paul Irvine, and Andrew Fisher. Brendan, you will know from the Caravan Park and Shire colleague. Marley's Bourlon, her and her husband Michelle lives here, let's say 10 years ago, and still owned the local store in the Sonic Lodge. Gordon Thomas was a long term resident in our town and a shooting contractor. Paul Irvine was the gardener orderly at the hospital for many, many, many years, and more recently Northern in the past, and Andrew Fisher is from the farming family that Northern Fisher Road is named after. Does anybody else have anyone else from the community to add to that list? Daniel Gomer, he was mentioned previously, I believe. No, sorry. Thank you, that's a really sad mission on my behalf. Of multiple fire in the community. Okay. Thank you. With that, we'll continue with item 5, which is petitions, deputations, presentations. I do not believe we have any of those three.
Through the chair, none.
We'll move to item 6, declarations of interest. Is there none forwarded to date, but if it does occur, then please bring it to my attention and we will pause when the appropriate paperwork is filled out before the item. Item 7, confirmation and receipt of minutes. Item 7.11, the recommendation before you is that the minutes of the Shire of Walpatch and Broadway meeting of Council on Thursday, 19th December 2024, as referenced in attachment 7.11, be considered as a true and correct record. Councillor to move that, please. Thank you, Councillor Wilson Kerr, and seconded to Councillor Petrel. Thank you. Councillor Wilson Kerr, would you like to speak to that at all?
No, I wouldn't.
Councillor Petrel, would you like to speak to that? Does anyone speak against? If not, ask for those in favour of that receiving recommendation. Thank you. That is carried. Item 7.1.2. That the minutes, annual general at this meeting 2023-24, that the minutes of the Shire or Faction annual general at this meeting held on Thursday, 6th of February 2025, as referenced in attachment 7.1.2, be received by council. Somebody to move that, please. That's Councillor Dixon. And secondly, Councillor Lodge. Thank you. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak to that? Councillor Lodge, would you like to speak to that? Anybody against? Can I ask for a show of hands? All those in favour of receiving? That is carried. Thank you. Item 7.2.1, the Great Eastern Country Zone meeting held on the 13th of February 2025. Office recommendation that the minutes of Great Eastern Country Zone meeting held on Thursday, 13th of February 2025, as referenced in attachment 7.2.1, be received by council. Somebody to move that, please. That's Councillor Petrel. Seconded. Councillor Lawson Kerr. Thank you. Councillor Petrel. Would you like to speak for that? Councillor Lawson Kerr.
No.
Anybody like to speak against? In which case, I'll ask for those in favour. A show of hands. Harry, thank you. Item 7.2.2, the recommendation before you that the minutes of the New York Council meeting held on Tuesday, 26th of November 2024, as presented in attachment 7.2.2, which I just transposed it accidentally, so, be received by Council. Somebody can move that recommendation, please, since Councillor Lawson Kerr, and seconded, Councillor Begley, thank you. Councillor Lawson Kerr, would you like to speak to that?
No.
Councillor Begley? Anybody like to speak against? In which case, I'll ask for a show of hands. For those in favour of receiving, that is carried. Thank you. Item 8, announcements by the presiding member without discussion. There, I do not have any. And item 9, matters for which the meeting may be closed. You'll note that item 14.1.1 is for discussion at a closed, behind closed doors. We go to item 10.1.
Yeah.
I love technology. Item 10.11, council payment. So the recommendation before you that council endorse the total payments for the month of December 2024 being $273,502.49, which is comprised of zero check payments from the municipal fund, EFT payments from the municipal fund totaling $229,065.92, and direct debit payments from the municipal fund totaling $44,436.57, and January 2025 being $175,388.29, comprised of zero from checking account, $151,760.85 in EFT payments and direct debit payments of $23,627.44. Noting that it is the 2 months of payments. Need to move that, please. Thanks, Councillor Petrel, and seconded Councillor Begley. Councillor Petrel, would you like to speak toward that recommendation? Councillor Beagle, would you like to speak towards that?
One question, please. For EFT 1430 for the Shire of Auburn Bellevue, that was the doctor. I've just got a query, is that going to be a quarterly payment normally or a monthly or what frequency does that happen going forward, do you know? No idea.
Through the chair, the agreement with the Shire of Wongan is that they will send us an invoice, so we await that invoice. We were expecting that would be on at least a quarterly basis, and we are due to have a meeting with all involved in that agreement, and this issue of invoicing will be brought up for discussion.
Through the chair. We would always be mindful as of like June that we have got the whole year, but we wouldn't wait. So make sure that the payment is in the right year.
Just curious how often we'll see that. Right, so I can ask if there's any other questions on the payment since Mr. Gordon. If not, I'll ask for a show of hands. Who are all those in favour of the scenes? Thank you, that's okay. Item 10.1.2. Office recommendations that council endorses credit card payments for the period of 30th October 2024 to the 28th of November 2024, totaling $4,418.49. Sorry. As referenced in attachment 10.1.2.1 and for the period of 29th November 2024 to 27th December 2024, totaling $1,172.99, as referenced in attachment 10.1.2.2. Noting that it's the 2 months again. Somebody to ask for somebody to move that recommendation, please. Thanks, Councillor Begley. And seconded. Thanks, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Begley, you'd like to speak? Who's that? Councillor Dixon. Anybody against? And by show of hands, ask all those in favour of receiving. Thank you, Ms. Harry. Item 10.1.3, the monthly financial reports. Recommendation from 4 years that Council accepts the statements of financial activity for the month ending 31st December 2024 as referenced in attachment 10.1.3.1 and for the month ending 31st of January 2025 referenced in attachment 10.1.3.1. Can I ask for somebody to move that recommendation, please? Thanks, Councillor Dixon. And the second then, please. That's Councillor Begley. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak to that recommendation at all? Councillor Begley. Anyone like to speak against? In which case, I'll ask again, or show of hands, for those in favour of receiving. Thank you. That is carried. Item 10.1.4, budget review. Office's recommendation 41, that Council adopt by absolute majority the 2024-25 budget review as attached, and 2, that Council adopt by absolute majority the following budget amendments to the 24-25 adopted annual budget, as written in your reports. Can I ask for somebody to read this recommendation, please? Councillor Dixon, and the seconder, Councillor Begley. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak to recommendation or anything?
No.
Councillor Beattie.
No,
I'll invite any questions or comments from any councillor. Officers, there is anything that we not have other than anything. Can you do that? I'll ask for a show of hands. All those in favour, please see this recommendation. That is carried. Thank you. Officers' reports. Recommendation 40, that Council receives the Works Officers' report. Councillor Petrol, that you wanted to move, quite really soon.
Yes.
Councillor Petrol, for moving that. And second, please. Councillor Dixon, thank you. Would either of you like to speak for that motion?
I would like to commend the Shire of Wildcatch and staff for checking on our vulnerable community members during the heatwave. I think it's a great initiative and shows our wildly community there.
Thank you very much. That's a big thing.
And the assistance with our job as well.
Noted. Thank you. Anyone not speak against? Which case for show of hands? Those in favour? Thank you. That's carried. Item 10.3.1 is the Chief Executive Officer's report. The recommendation is that Council receives the Chief Executive Officer's report. Ask for someone to move that recommendation, please. Thanks, Councillor Petrie. And seconded, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Councillor Petrie, would you like to speak for that? Councillor Lawson Kerr. Anybody have any comments against? In which case, we'll show hands and ask all those to show it in vote. Favour. Thank you. It's carried. The review of register of policies. The officer's recommendation that Council 1 resolve to approve the amendments documented in this report and in attachment A to sections 1 administration and 2 finance of the register of policies and 2 authorise the Chief Executive Officer to make any minor forms or admission changes to sections 1 administration and 2 finance of the register policies prior to publication. Is everyone clear from that recommendation? So, thank you, Councillor Wilson Clare, for moving. Councillor Dixon, thank you for seconding. Would either of you like to speak for comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to maybe mention that I would like to have more time in discussion with a couple of changes in some of the one holes in the system. I think I don't know if you remember the honorary agreement of the Shire policy. The retainer is, but I thought I'd break from there that the year was commonly changed or was it being changed? I wanted to talk to that.
Through the chair, if that is a change that officers are recommending to that policy, 40 years seems to be a very extensive time to have to be living in the Shire to be considered as an honorary freeman, and officers in their research with other policies from other ban for local governments felt that 20 years was a more reasonable length of time.
There's a bit of discussion about what other people thought. I'm not for or against it, as it's been picked up. It's such a very, very important award. I just don't want to dilute it from people that have already received the award. That was all my thoughts on that.
Thanks for your comments. Yes, it's three comments.
I'd like to see you get the item.
Yes. I was also going to offer if we'd like some further discussion, because we can go outside standing orders. I'll ask for anyone speaking against this recommendation.
So basically, I'm looking through the 28 policy changes here, and council's role is to, you know, debate these and have sort of strategic oversight of them. I think trying to do it all in one motion is a little bit much to debate 28 items if we have a problem. I mean, Tracy has a point of Freeman being half in time for whatever reason, and then so that's one part of it, and then the other side of it is changing threshold levels in purchasing policies. I feel that such a broad range of policies should be at least talked about in a workshop before we approve them all in one go. You know, we as a council, we need to make sure that they are aligned with the strategic plan, and that we're happy with them all before we approve it. I mean, we've had problems before with our chat policy. We need to be sure on what we're actually passing. So,
do you feel there's not enough information supplied?
Are there any conversation?
I'm just asking a question back to the W. Do you feel if there's
okay. I feel like the format of sort of having a conversation. I feel like the format of the information supplied. So there was a wrap up on each point, the reasons to change. But then when we wanted to go into the way it was written previously, we had the old list of policies and the new list of policies, and put them up next to each other and go through them all one by one. I think, as you know, I'm not professional, so I would have just liked the opportunity to ask the questions and discuss them like before approving the list of policies.
Would you also like to go outside standing orders for a brief discussion? Or happy to proceed and vote? You can choose to vote accordingly.
It's really hard to
read.
Through the chair, if I may. There has been quite some time by officers in reviewing the suite of policies to align them to current requirements, legislative and those recommended by WAGRA as well. They have been independently reviewed by a governance subject matter expert to ensure that any recommendations made by officers here make these policies usable and applicable to the running of the Shire today.
So with that said, I'll give you my hand, so I'll put it to the vote. Do you like to speak again for the recommendation? Who's the first one? Councillor Wilson, go ahead, Councillor Wilson. Councillor Wilson, who would you like to seek for the recommendation?
Freedom of the Shire officer, and I've been given the transient nature of population on these days in between uses.
Thank you. So, with a show of hands, can I ask for those in favour of receiving this? Councillor Bigley and Councillor Wilson Kerr. And those against? Councillor Petrie, Logan, and Dixon. So, the recommendation is not carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 10.3.4.
Review of policy 5.17.
The recommendation before you is that Council adopt the amended policy 5.17, appointment of acting Chief Executive Officer as per attachment A, and authorise the Chief Executive Officer to make any minor formatting, error or omission changes to the policy prior to publication. Councillor Simmons, move this, please. Thanks, Councillor Petrie, and the seconder. Thanks, Councillor Dixon. Councillor Petrie, would you like to speak for this recommendation?
No.
Councillor Dixon? No. Anyone like to speak against? In which case, I'll ask for a show of hands for those in favour of receiving this recommendation. That's everyone. Harry, thank you. Standards for CEO recruitment, performance, and termination. The recommendation for you is that Council adopt amended standards for CEO recruitment, performance, and termination policy 5.24 as per attachment A, and authorise the Chief Executive Officer to make any minor formatting and error or omission changes to the policy prior to publication. Somebody to move that recommendation, please. Thanks, Councillor Wilson Kerr, and the seconder. That's Councillor Dixon. Councillor Wilson Kerr, would you like to speak to that recommendation? Councillor Dixon?
No.
Anybody wish to speak against? In which case, by show of hands, I ask all those in favour. That is carried. Thank you. Seven point three point five. Weak Belt Rail Trial Committee. The recommendation before you is that Council nominate Councillor Christy Petrel to become its representative on the Weak Belt Rail Trail Committee. I ask for somebody to move that recommendation, please. Thank you, Councillor Dixon, and seconded Councillor Wilson Kerr. Councillor Dixon, would you like to speak? Councillor Wilson Kerr.
Mr. Petrel here.
Noted, thank you. And I'd like to speak against. I know you can't answer the question.
Yes, it is. Okay, we'll show of hands, all those in favour of this recommendation, please. Thank you. Item 10.3.6, well caption radio and video, which part of the country you come from. Committee. Recommendations that council nominate Councillor Rod Lawson Kerr to become its representative in the well caption radio committee. I'm asking for somebody to move this recommendation, please. Thanks, Councillor Dixon, and the seconder. Thanks, Councillor Beagley. Would Councillor Dixon like to speak for this recommendation? Thank you, Steve. Thanks for your contributions.